Podcasting softly, Paranormal Attraction. The ladies of Paranormal Attraction continues. Yesterday we had Brooklyn Haley. Today, Nicole Zanaglia. She plays a policewoman who, I have to say, Nicole, I did not see the ending coming. I'm not going to give it away. You're not going to give it away, but I did not see that coming. That was really spooky. Like, it was a spooky ending, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, some of these horror films end, I mean, obviously the characters have gone through hell in most cases, and usually there are a couple of them alive at the end, standing there, you know, wistfully covered in blood and sweat, and their clothes are torn to shreds, and they look back at wherever they've just come out of, and it's just like, thank God we're alive. But this film doesn't really go that way. This film looks like it's going to go that way for a minute, but then there's a lot of nice, sort of well-timed little sharp turns in this one, don't you think?
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep guessing.
What did you think when you first read the screenplay?
When I first read it?
Yeah.
I was like, the writing was so good that I just was like, in my mind, I'm seeing it play out, you know, and
right.
I was just super pumped and excited, and I love Evelyn Bennett, that's the role that I played, and yeah. I was like, yes, she's a kick-ass lady, and I can't wait to get into this, so, yeah I love the script.
And have you seen the final product yet, the finished film?
I have.
You have. What did you think when you saw it all put together?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so, so good. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Yes, I heartily agree with you. Do you like horror films a bit, something you've always enjoyed?
Since I was a little girl, I'm obsessed with horror films.
Wow.
Like, that's the go-to. If I'm home and I want to watch something, it's always something scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you've seen them, but, like, when I was younger, like, Children of the Corn and Chucky and Candyman and Jason and Halloween, like, those all scared the crap out of me.
Right.
And to this day, I love going back and, like, rewatching all of them, too.
Right. I had an interview some years back with Mick Garris, who wrote The Fly 2. And I said, do you have the distinction of writing the only horror film that ever really grossed me out so badly that I ran outside and chundered all over the front lawn? And he said, what was the part in the film? And I told him the part, and he says, like, first he said he was sorry, and then he said, what was the part in the film? And I said, I told him the part in the film. In case you haven't seen it, The Fly 2, Eric Stoltz, Daphne Zuniga at the end, she manages to bring him back into human form by reversing the transfer of the pods, if you're a fly aficionado. And basically, he comes out of the pod again in human form, but he's in this giant sort of embryotic sack, if you will, of slime. And she then proceeds to, you know, he's trying to push himself out of it. She's trying to help pull him out of it. And she eventually gets his face out of it. Now, you can liken this a little bit to Ace Ventura 2 when he comes crawling out.
Thinking about that.
Yeah, when he comes out of the rubber rhino's bunghole. And she manages to clear the slime away, and then she just lays a big kiss on him. She got some. She very clearly gets some of the slime and crap in her mouth, and I just went, oh, and all of my dinner came back, and I ran into the front yard and completely covered the front lawn, and I just went, oh. And he said, after I'd finished, Mick said, well, that was Chris Wallace's choice. He's the director, so you can blame him. And I said, well, I'm not sorry.
All right.
I'm not sorry, he said. And I said, oh, that's all right, Mick. That's all right. It's one less hot dinner. I managed to get some more in later. But, horror movies. You and Brooklyn must have had some good chats about horror movies, because she said she's a bit of a diehard horror movie fan as well.
Yes. We got along so well on set. She's such a sweet, talented girl. We had a blast. She's done a lot of she's got a lot of horror films under her own belt too. We just, you know, as actresses in the horror world, like, we just want to continue to do that. Like, we love it, we live for it. I'm all like, the more blood the better,
right? Wow. I can't.
You actually did such a good job of like describing The Fly. I'm gonna watch it tonight, because like, as much as like, it's probably disgusting, I'm also curious.
Have you seen The Fly 2? You haven't?
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's one of a few bits. That was the one that pushed me over the edge. So, because even though, look.
Rom-coms for a while after that.
Yeah. Probably don't eat. I mean, if you're a little bit squeamish, probably don't eat anything before it. You know, unless you have a big, like, if your husband or your kids bring a bucket or something, you know. You know, instead of, or eat the bucket of popcorn, but keep the bucket near you just in case, if you know what I mean.
Got it.
But, no, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. It wasn't bad, the fly too. But, yeah, that was the only one that really made me bring up my breakfast. But, so, Nicole, do you believe in the paranormal in real life?
I do.
You do?
There's too much, yeah. There's too much that, like, there's too many stories, too much that goes on. It's, like, hard to not believe, you know? And I feel like I'm a little bit sensitive to, like, energies, so I feel like I can walk in a place and go, whoa, there's like weird energy here, like weird spiritual energy here, or good energy, you know. I just feel like I'm a little bit sensitive to vibes like that.
Right. Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
I have. It's a pretty good one. I haven't like seen a ghost or anything like that. But it was just actually this past year. So I had a bunch of, it was so weird to have like timing of everything. So I had a bunch of friends telling me stories about sleep paralysis.
Right.
And I was like scared to death after listening to their stories. There's like three different groups of people and they're telling me their stories. I'm like, I can't fall asleep on my back. Like I refuse to. So I had like a lot of sleepless nights. But I woke up one morning, I had my face mask on and I felt that my eyelashes like hit the mask and in my head I'm going, there's someone sitting on my bed and they're petting my head. And I was like froze. You know, I was like thinking, I was like, my roommate wouldn't come in and do that. Like, what is this? Right. And I was just like, don't look, don't move, don't look, don't move. And then finally I managed to like clear my throat and the feeling dissipated.
Right.
Yeah. So that's like the only, like real experience that I've had with that.
Do you think the incubus portrayed in the film is something that you believe could happen to somebody? Plausibly?
Yeah, there's so many stories that there are things like that out there, you know, that, like, I can't say that it's not true, you know, I can't say that it's not a possibility.
Right.
I'd like to think that, you know, spirits that are here, you know, just mean well, but I don't know.
I thought the movie was not so ham-fisted in its use of the different types of sexual orientation of characters, oddly enough. Like, you know how sometimes if they, you know how they seem to boldly announce that there's characters in certain films that are whatever sexual persuasion, you know, or what, it seems to be like a big point of like, we're putting this kind of character in the film, okay, so that audience will be pacified, right? And when it's in there, it seems very ham-fisted. Like, a good example, I think, is Star Trek Beyond, where George Takei is a homosexual male, and so they made his character, in turn, homosexual in the film, right? And it's a very heavy-handed moment when he comes off the ship, you know, shore leave, or whatever you want to call it, space leave, and he's there, and there's a guy, and they kiss, and all that sort of thing. And it's, to me, that's pretty ham-fisted. Like, if you were going to do it, just do it, but make it seem more natural than, because, it. Let's face it, we're all human beings, right? At the end of the day, we're all human beings. It doesn't matter who you call God or who you find attractive, we're all human beings, right? And
right.
A relationship, you know, I found that very interesting how that developed in the film. Again, I don't want to give too much away because I want people to see the movie. This is like the second film in a row. I was telling to Alex the other day, this is the second film in a row that I can't really give details because I don't want to spoil it. Because it's really a film that you can't, if you spoil it, I think you would spoil it completely. I mean, I know there's a few twists that you can not point out and people will be shocked, but I really don't want to spoil too much of it. But how did you feel about that part of your character when you read the script the first time? And then, of course, portraying it on screen.
Sure. It was my first on-screen, without giving too much away, it was my first, like, on-screen same-sex couple, you know, relationship. And I was all for it. I was excited about it and that, you know, and it's really amazing that, you know, in film, you mentioned, like, people want to check off a box, but the fact that like it is more normal and is okay, and it's important to integrate these things in film, and I think it's very, very, very beautiful. So I was like excited about it. I was all for it, you know. I think how we did it was kind of subtle, you know. It wasn't just, it's this one thing and we're gonna smack you in the face with it. It was like,
right.
You know, if Evelyn Bennett showed up and, you know, it was Eric Bennett, you know, it could have went that way too, you know, and that was the fluidity of the main character that helped, you know, beautiful that was, you know, it wasn't just this one thing, it could be anything, right? And we're human and it can be anything, you know, just being like open minded and sure. I was excited about it and I'm glad we did it. And it worked, you know?
Yeah, no, it totally, my whole point was, I know I rambled on there for a little bit, but the point is it was done in a fashion where it wasn't like a hit across the face, like, oh, right, you know. So,
like, we have to put this in
here. It's not like, oh, it's a prerequisite, we've got to please everybody. It seemed like a nice, natural progression, you know. I mean, it didn't seem like a point in the story, oh, yeah, let's make her that way, you know what I mean?
Right. It was something
that came on nice and gradually and gave, I think, that your character so much more dimension than that character usually gets in some of the films. Because let's face it, sometimes they, when characters are stereotyped, especially in horror films, because horror films suffer the horrible dignity of being full of cliches, and you either strive to hit them because they're tried and true and work every time, or you try to avoid them like the plague because you're trying to do something different, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Because horror films are, like any other genre, can be, you know, terribly formulaic. And I don't think Paranormal Attraction falls into that, do you?
I don't, no. I was just going to say that, yeah, like a lot of them have this formula that you said, formula, like, it was exactly what I was thinking. But it works, right? Like, it does get the reaction and the following and, you know, that you're striving for. I think it's amazing that, you know, we can now step out, but that more and more we're stepping out of the box and we're doing something else, you know, and doing something different.
Sure.
And still getting a great response to it, you know?
Totally. So, Nicole, if for our listening audience, if you were going to sell them on the idea of watching Paranormal Attraction, how would you, like, just say you met me on the street and you'd say, oh, hey, Kent, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. I've just watched a really good movie. How would you sell it to me?
So I'd be like, do you like horror films? And I would hope I'd get the response, yes. And I'd be like, you have to see Paranormal Attraction if you don't want to, like, sleep for the next couple of nights. I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, when the lights went out and, you know, sleep was happening and those dreams, like, it was so intense. And I would just tell people, if you want to come see a great movie, get the crap scared out of you and have fun along the way, this movie's for you.
That's fantastic. Nicole, one more question before I sign off and let you go. You're asleep at night in your house, on the edge of sleep, and a voice in the darkness comes to you and says, get out of the house. What do you do?
I think I'd get out of the house.
Well, we're three for three so far. Everyone's running. I always ask that because in horror films, some people seem quite reluctant to get out of the house, especially when there's a voice. It mightn't always say, get out of the house, but if a voice says to me, like, I love you, I want to be with you forever in the dark, I'm gone. I'm gone in the clothes I stand. If I'm naked, I'm going outside that way. But I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving the vicinity because there's no voice that hovers above me that follows me around and tells me that it loves me or to get out of a house that I'm going to stay anywhere near. So we're three for three. We've still got to talk to one more of the leading lovely ladies of Paranormal Attraction. But my guest this morning has been Nicole Zanaglia. It has been fantastic to have you, Nicole. I hope that all of your future projects and everything you've got going on, and especially in this time of crisis, come out well in the future. I hope that the premiere goes ahead with Paranormal Attraction. I believe you're having a screen in a movie theater, so that would be very cool.
Yep, in Vegas, September 5th,
That will be very cool. So I hope that comes off. I hope that the COVID situation does not postpone that in any way, shape, or form.
Me too. Fingers crossed.
Because I think this film would play really well. I had to watch it on the small screen, but I bet you it plays even better on the big screen. Nicole Zanaglia, you are a fantastic actress. I loved your character. I love this movie. Paranormal Attractions. Nicole, tell them to go and see Paranormal Attractions.
Yep. Keep your eyes open and your ears open and stay tuned to what's next for Paranormal Attraction. When it comes out, definitely go see it. We're going to scare your pants off.
That's fantastic. And if you hear a voice in the middle of the night saying, get out of the house, please do it, folks. Nicole, thank you for being on the show. Thank you, everybody. This is Podcasting Softly. Catch you next time.
Thank you, Kent.
Thank you.